From a channeled message that Pam Padalano received to the ears of thousands of human beings all over the world, a message of love and hope for the future of the human race. On Awakened Soul Stories on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Fridays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., we'll speak with awakened humans from all walks of life, living their true life purpose and sharing their experiences to help others gain the same knowledge. Her guests are inspiring and insightful with true life experiences that will bring you the peace and guidance your soul desires. Listen in on Fridays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. as we give you the tips and tools to help live your best life and be of the highest vibration in this world and the next. Pam has helped hundreds of people navigate successfully on their path to understanding the one true consciousness.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Awakened Soul Stories. My name is Pam Padalano, and I will be your host today. I am so glad you could join me, and I know it's been a few weeks. There have been a lot of changes going on and new people to talk to and interview. So I wanted to start this off with an hour of just talking about what's going on in the universe, what's happening right now in the world, just different ways that we can combat this energy that's coming in right now. And it seems to be of a lower vibration, as you probably already know. You know, I've been doing this work for 30 years and have watched the energy ebb and flow. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's not so positive, but it's all very divinely inspired and for a reason. Even when we don't know what that reason is, eventually it makes itself very clear as to why something is happening in your life. You know, and I've noticed over the past probably 18 months, the people that come to see me and seek advice or counsel or whatever the case may be, answers to their questions. You know, a lot of times it seems to be about what their purpose is in the world. And most people feel that they have a larger purpose than what they're living in the current moment. And that wasn't the case maybe even 2 years ago. Those aren't the kind of questions that I was getting. But now I see, you know, a big shift in that. And people really are starting to feel like there is something more for them out there. And I'm not talking about material possessions or, you know, vacations and things like that, but more spiritual experiences. And it's all part of the awakening that's happening across the globe. It's not just here in the United States or in Connecticut where I am. It's certainly happening all over the world. And it's funny to watch people awaken because it surprises even them. You know, I watch the looks on their face when they ask me those questions, and it becomes very apparent that that inspiration for them to do something greater was always there. It's like they have to just re-remember that they were supposed to do it and they were sent here for a much higher purpose. The other thing that I'm seeing a lot of is when people come to see me because I can read energy and I see their auras. There's a lot of people with this intense, thin veil of white light surrounding their aura. And I usually see that for two reasons. One is because somebody had a near-death experience, saw the face of God, and came back, was sent back here for a much higher purpose. And perhaps it is to help mankind. But the second one is that they didn't have a near-death experience and they were sent here that way. Originally, they were born that way. And those people have always been in service and have tried to help others and tried to live their best life. And now they need direction. And our job as spiritual warriors or our spiritual team is to help the human race wake up. And we're in the battle of our lives right now. Basically, it's good versus evil. And we need to make sure that the good outweighs the evil. We need to tip that critical mass into the direction of the good. Because if we don't, I truly believe mankind will destroy himself. And that is not going to be a pleasant thing for any of us. So our job here, again, I don't want to really call us light workers, but I will call us, again, spiritual warriors, is to pull people back from the edge. And that means that we plant the seed, we have a conversation about this very thing. You know, if it takes sitting down with the person and explaining it to them to help them understand, then that's what we do. However, given the messages I've received in the past 18 months, one of the things that I heard very loud and clear is that we don't have a lot of time to do this work. Okay, so the universe is already holding that space for us. They already know, and we are the ones that need to use our free will and make that decision to do this work, because this work is so very important. And again, you know, I see it in my work every day that these people are coming in, and I have to have the conversation and help them understand that they've been basically chosen to help mankind survive. And whether it's on this plane or the next, that's kind of irrelevant. We just need to help people see that they matter and that they can make a difference and they can contribute to the good in the world. And the more good that we have, again, it tips the scales for that critical mass and puts it in the direction that will help mankind heal. Because we certainly need to do that. If nothing else, the past 2 years has been quite the lesson for all of us. Or the past 6 years, I should say, has been a lesson for all of us. Whether you like it or not, or you liked it or not, or you know, approved it or not, what we learned through this process is that we have to become involved in order to change anything. Okay, if you just sit back and what we call armchair warriors or keyboard warriors, but you have a lot to say, but you're really not contributing in a positive way, that's not going to accomplish anything. The goal is to become involved no matter what that looks like. All right, so whether it's helping out at a soup kitchen, helping veterans, helping the poor, just helping yourself, helping people who have addiction issues. It doesn't really matter. It all matters that you're doing something to make this world a better place. We all could use a little bit of positivity and happiness right now. Is the work easy? I don't think so. I don't think it's easy. I don't think that was part of the plan for it to be easy. What I do think, though, is that it's important work for sure, and very important work. So what we need to do is take a look inside and figure out what part we play in all of this and how much we're willing to put ourselves out there. It's funny because the past, I don't know, maybe month or so, I kept seeing pictures of the Last Supper, and I was struggling to figure out what that message was. You know, we all know what the significance of the Last Supper obviously was Jesus's Last Supper before he was basically executed on the cross. And you know, the symbolism of Judas betraying him and all of that. But I think the more significant part of that is when I really looked at it and, you know, I saw it like 3 days in a row. I was watching some movie and there was a character in the movie, she was in her house and she moved her head, and there was a picture of the Last Supper again. So that was probably the fourth time in like 2 weeks that I had seen it. And I was just like, all right. But it hit me, it dawned on me that it wasn't about, you know, necessarily what we associate it with. Okay, it wasn't about that. But what it was about was being servants to this work and to be disciples, just like Jesus' disciples didn't question him. They just followed him blindly and with faith. And that's something that we really need to do. I think that's really important because it just makes the work a little bit easier. It makes it flow a little bit better, because when we sit down and question everything and put doubt into it and allow our ego to take over, it really muddles the waters a little bit, muddies the waters a little bit. And it really takes time to figure out what the work really is. But by just sitting there and, you know, you look at that picture and you really think about what the purpose was, and it's about following your heart and your soul and what you're guided to do without question. Because I think that part is, it's pretty amazing when you allow that process to happen. And I find that it brings a lot of contentment, because then I'm not questioning anything. And I'm just saying, okay, if this is what you want me to do, this is where you want me to go, and I just do it, there's peace in it. There's a lot of peace in it. And I understand a little bit better when I'm sitting down to speak to somebody, a client or whomever comes and sits at my table, how better to explain it when I can understand it a little bit better. And when I find peace with it, it makes some sense to me. I can't say that I understand it 100%, because I get messages all the time, and I'm not usually in a busy spot when I hear them. So I can, you know, absorb the message a little bit and try to understand it. But they just keep repeating themselves over and over, excuse me, until I get it and acknowledge it and say, okay, this is what you want me to do. This is what I will do. And like I said, it just makes things flow a little bit easier. Part of it is I'm teaching other people how to do that, and I'm watching the work being done. I'm watching the work being done, and it's pretty amazing. And there's absolutely some satisfaction in that, knowing that people are listening. And even if you're speaking to people, and myself too, I totally have to step aside from this. But when I am speaking to people, sometimes I can see the blank stare coming over their face, and you know they're zoning out a little bit, or the information is so overwhelming that they have to shut down. But the bottom line is, you're planting a seed. And even if they don't comprehend what you're saying at that moment, or understanding what the purpose is of that conversation, you've planted a seed. And you just have to separate yourself from the outcome. You have to separate yourself from the outcome, because either the seed is going to stay there or it will grow eventually. So they will eventually get it. And this work, like, again, is it for everybody? No. Is it for the faint of heart? Certainly not. But everybody has the capacity to do this work and to help awaken people, and to help them, show them the way and set the example, and try to be positive and try to raise the vibration of the earth. Because if we can do that, we can accomplish so much here and into the next life as well. And maybe perhaps on some level, it will help alleviate some of our karmic debt that we keep bringing back every lifetime that we live. Because no matter how much we do spiritual work, we're still human beings. We still make mistakes. We still do things that we're ashamed of, but we have to learn not to be so hard on ourselves, because we are human beings, and we need to not judge ourselves so harshly. We have to learn to not judge others so harshly, because that part is super hard not to do. It's hard not to judge other people, but we have to learn to do that, because this journey that we are on as human beings having this spiritual experience, we cannot continue in a positive way and let our egos be involved. We cannot. As hard as that is, we have to learn to take a deep breath and just step out of judgment. Because the only thing we do by doing that is to, again, allow our egos to get in there, wiggle their way in, and wreak havoc. Because I don't think that the ego is helpful in this aspect. It certainly is not helpful to me. And I recognize it now because I've been doing this, like I said, for a long time. So, you know, when I look at that, when I look at the ego or I look at the judgment, and I know that that's not right, and I try to be better. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I recognize it at least now. It's not something that goes over my head, so to speak. You know, I've been really honored to do this work for 30 years. I've helped a lot of people. There's people I've helped that I didn't even know I was helping. But sometimes I get phone calls later on and said, hey, you gave a message to somebody that was for me, and this happened and that happened, and, you know, they're super excited about it. So you're touching people's lives that you may not even know. But that's all part and parcel of this. I don't want to call it a job because it's not. It's a gift that I've been so fortunate to have for this long. And I know I've had this gift since I was born. I remember a long time ago, I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, but I remember sitting down in my room and just praying really hard. But I felt it in every bone in my body and every piece of my soul and every fiber of my being, just praying and praying and praying to God or to Creator. I don't remember what I was praying for, but I remember the fear and the emotion associated with it. And I don't know if it was because I wanted something, or I can't remember that part of it, but I do remember praying a lot. And I had a lot of spiritual guidance when I was a child. And I remember being in my family, and I come from a really loud Italian family, and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of noise. And I remember sitting there thinking, even when I was a little kid, that where I came from, because I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. I didn't feel like I belonged in my school. I didn't make friends easily. I was super sensitive to noise and light and crowds and, you know, all of that stuff. And my family was just like out there having fun, laughing and making all kinds of noise. And there was me, my teacher, my first grade teacher, put a note in my report card that said I was quiet, shy, and soft-spoken. Boy, did that change. And I really didn't acknowledge my gift, although I knew that things, I could hear things and see things. I didn't understand why or where it came from or what it was about. And as I grew older and older, every, I don't know, 5 to 7 years, my gift would morph into something else. It would change. I would keep what I had, but they would add something else to it. And that's happening again. I can feel the shift coming. I don't know what it is, but I feel it. And I can feel my body. I can feel the vibration changing a little bit. I know something's coming. The people that have been coming into my life or been in my life are much different than the people that were in my life 10 years ago. And I'm not talking about just the quality, but the type of person. So there's a lot more spiritual people coming in. And I can really appreciate that, embrace that, because for the first time in a long time, I feel like I belong somewhere. It feels comfortable to me. And that's truly a blessing when you can recognize that. Even the healing work that I've been doing has been super interesting. And really that's changed a lot too, because it's like we're helping people to heal like trauma that they've had, or old emotions, and it's all about the old pulling out and purging the old and getting rid of it and allowing their bodies to become like these light temples when they don't have any trauma attached. And they can do this work without feeling bogged down or in low vibration, because when you get rid of all of that, it raises the vibration of your body and your energy field and your aura and your soul. And when you're at that such a high vibration, you're attracting other people of that vibration. So if you have old trauma in your body, really try to work on removing that or healing that. And it's about, you know, bringing it to the surface and taking a look at it and recognizing in your body where you feel it, remembering the trauma. And if you need to cry or scream or, you know, just do whatever you have to do to purge it out. But you know you've accomplished that when you can actually have that memory of that traumatic event and not feel any emotion attached to it. It doesn't mean you're detached. It just means you're detached from that emotion and you've let it go. So now it's just a memory. And it really, sometimes it looks like it belongs to somebody else because you have absolutely no emotion attached to it. But we want to really reach that point where we have no more trauma in our bodies. Maybe it will never be 100%, but it'll be a lot. And, you know, a lot of us who do this work have been through some pretty traumatic experiences. And that's all by design. I believe that more and more as I talk to more and more people about this. Because there's no way we could help anybody with anything if we hadn't experienced these things ourselves. So if you want to help more people, you have to learn to let that go and just keep hold on to the memory of it so that you can help them through it. And you actually will understand what they're feeling and how to deal with it. Because I think that is the important right now. You know, and the other thing that I see a lot of, I see a lot of women who are in really bad situations in their marriage or their relationships. And it's especially a lot of the young women, and they're struggling with how to get out of it. They're struggling with their self-worth. They're struggling with not allowing somebody to treat them that way or poorly. And so I've had a lot of young women, and I'm talking women in their 20s, who are dealing with this kind of trauma and abuse. And it's been an emotional ride. I mean, I've been through that. So I totally understand where they're coming from. And I want to help them. Unfortunately, the only people that can help them are themselves. You know, I can give them advice, I can guide them, I can tell them, hey, listen, you know, you should call this person or, you know, these are some of the things you can do to help yourself out. So I am not sure what's going on there. But again, you know, I think maybe it's 2 years of being kind of isolated from others and stressful situations going on at home. Part of this is teaching them how to be strong and stand in their on their own two feet and to take care of themselves and to not allow anybody to try to control them or abuse them or traumatize them. So I do see a big difference there than I did before this whole lockdown pandemic thing happened. And I know right now we're slowly coming out of it. Hopefully life can get back to normal. But you know, in the meantime, we just need to help each other through this. It's important to help others, you know, and it doesn't just necessarily mean, you know, helping a certain sect of the population, but it's all people, because everybody can use a little bit of healing and a helping hand and, you know, some support or love or a smile. Smile goes a really long way. You could change somebody's entire day. Kind word. And if you're driving on the highway and you're angry because somebody cut you off, think twice about how you want to react, okay? Because you could set a whole chain of events in motion just by reacting negatively. So it starts with you, really does. It starts within us. to try to change that. And take a look around your community and see who needs help or who needs help with what and what you can do. And like I said, it's just one small thing that can change somebody's day. And we need to all do this together. This can't be one person setting these chain of events into action. It has to be, you know, a mass of people. And I see more and more people coming into this world that, I, like I said before, doing this work. And they just need to be guided into the direction that is needed. I had a profound meditation a while back. And, you know, one of the things that I saw, or I was told, that they need a, and they called it the board of directors. So when I asked what that meant, they just said, it's like a board of directors of us regular folk that already do this work, but we need to direct our actions into the places where they're really needed. So by creating this board of directors, we can take a better look at that and bring people from different areas into this group, whether it's, you know, again, helping the veterans or feeding the hungry or just bringing kindness into the world. I'm not sure exactly which direction it is, but I do know that it's something that my guides really want to set up, and they need us to do it. And it's all of us. It's not just some of us, it's all of us. So in the future, in the near future, I will be putting this together, this board of directors, and appointing people to their individual positions and seeing if we can come up with a plan. And there's people from around this country, and I'm hoping to get people from other countries to also be in this as well. And once we get something together, we'll put a Facebook page or a website or some kind of a tool for communication together so that people can become aware of what the plan is. That's the best way that I can describe it right now, is the plan. I know that sounds very vague, but I can only give you the information that I have. And I'm laughing because it's, you know, if you really think about it, and I said that to somebody who didn't understand this line of thought, they would probably think I'm crazy. And that's okay. That's okay. But at least they heard the message. That's how I think about it. You know, you can tell me all day long that I'm crazy, but you heard me. And that's how I would love for everyone to think that way. For a long time, I just kind of kept this a secret, what I did, what my gift was, because I felt like a freak and society wasn't really ready to hear the messages yet. And I knew that. We're talking like the 70s and 80s. You know, it took me a long time to own it and use it and help people with it. And the only thing it's done is grown and become stronger. And I don't know how many people I've spoken to or who I've helped or anything like that. I don't keep track of it. I'm not supposed to. Doesn't really matter. What matters is, though, you know, some of these people I see like years later and they're like, oh my God, you told me this and this and you helped me out so much. And, you know, just watching their happiness as opposed to when they came to see me and how sad and downtrodden they were. That's amazing. That means they've been doing the work and it's their time to shine. And by them just merely standing there and being in that happy energy and joy, it spreads that energy out to whoever's around them. So it does affect other people. They may not even know it, but it definitely affects other people. And that's like super exciting, I think. I'm so excited about that. I had a big year this year. I just turned 60. And of course, my human side is like, no, not 60. But I look in the mirror and I don't see that face staring back at me. I see like a 25-year-old staring back at me, which some people would say I'm in denial, but that's not how I feel. I don't feel old. The more I do this work, the younger I feel, actually. and the healthier I feel. So I am excited to share it with everybody. And again, if anybody wants to get in touch for a reading or a healing, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My number is 401-533-1864. Or you can email me at pampatilano@gmail.com. But my point of saying all of this is that we all have the capacity to move forward in a positive way and help shift this negative energy that we have on Earth. It's always been here. Like I said, it ebbs and flows. Sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's weaker. Right now, with everything that's happening in the Ukraine, it's, you know, again, we are amping it up, and we need to amp up the good energy as well, the high vibration. So, you know, whatever that looks like for you, you should do it, and you're going to feel better about it. You're going to feel like you're contributing to the continuation of mankind as opposed to the end of mankind. I have so much hope for our future, for this life and the next life, whatever that life may look like. But I feel like we're moving into a higher dimension. The physical body that we know now probably won't exist as we move up, higher. It's probably going to be more of a light body. So we need to make sure that we get rid of, as they say, the junk in our trunk to make it easier to move up to a body that has, that is weightless and timeless and knows no pain. I personally am looking forward to that. Not that I have a lot of pain, but, you know, emotional pain is pain nonetheless. Super, super excited about all of this. So if anybody would like to reach out and talk about this, I'd be happy to have a one-on-one with you. And, you know, we can discuss what you feel like your role in this journey is. Or if you need help figuring it out, I'm happy to do that as well, because I think it's important. Like they told me, we don't have a lot of time, but there's an awful lot of people to reach out there. Awful lot of people. And I try to bring people on the show that can demonstrate that, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, just people who are psychics or astrologers or, you know, not that I am against that, because I think that's so amazing. But, you know, people that help people who are in their own way, or, you know, people that have a drug issue or alcoholics. You know, we've had others on the show that are recovered alcoholics and who are now actually reaching out and helping others, speaking at different events and really being an inspiration to these people. They need to see that, you know, healing is possible. And it's not about the drinking or the drugs, but it's about the trauma that caused people to feel like they weren't worthy enough and felt the need to cover up the pain with some kind of substance. And it's about people that do this work, or people that do healing work. I always try to understand where it comes from, you know, so I always ask, like, what does it feel like for you to do your healing work? Where does the energy come from? Where do you think it comes from? And, you know, every answer is different. Not everybody's the same. Each gift is very unique unto the person. I've noticed that. And, you know, I believe it comes from their experiences, of course, and how they utilize their gifts. I do know if you use your gift for anything that's not so good, that it will be swiftly taken away or strongly altered to some degree. You know, I had Scott Fryer on a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago, and, you know, he's like an inspiration to me. He's super funny and, you know, intelligent. He's a great dad, great husband, but he just, you know, he wants to help people, and he's helped people in our community. He's helped a lot of veterans. He's raised money to help these veterans, and he makes sure that everybody's okay. probably even before himself. And I just find people like that so inspiring. And I had another girl on, her name was Debbie Radcliffe, and, you know, she created this program, a learning program for children. And it's just very different from what your typical learning agenda is these days in school. And, you know, I think it really caters to kids that don't learn the typical way. Or maybe it's about gifted kids. And I'm not talking about like super intelligent, but I'm talking about kids that have gifts like mine, or, you know, healing energies or anything like that. And because I was one of those children, it was really difficult for me as a kid to sit in a classroom and sit still. It's still hard for me to sit still and learn in a traditional way, because I was very tactile and visual, and, you know, I was easily distracted. So it was hard for me to learn that way. But, you know, because I visualize things. When somebody gives me a math equation, I can see it in my head. And as opposed to doing it on paper, it was very confusing. So, you know, I appreciated what Debbie brought to the table, because she got it. It was great. Like, it was so great. And I can imagine all the kids that she's actually helped. And then we had another person on here. Her name was Janine Passeretti Malloy. And Janine had, you know, she's a wonderful mother. She was married and had three beautiful daughters. Her husband tragically died about 6 years ago, and it rocked their world, totally rocked their world. And, you know, for a while she was in a really bad way, but she brought herself up through that. And she wrote this book about her experience and everything that went on, and the miracles that happened along the way. So, you know, and she's an ordinary person. She's just an ordinary person. But I have a lot of respect for what she did. And, you know, we've become good friends, because I watched her go through all of this, and said, I need to meet that woman. And I reached out and did. And she does beautiful, beautiful work. She makes jewelry now, but she makes this gorgeous jewelry and fuses it with all kinds of energy. And it's amazing. You know, so along this journey, anywhere I go, I look at like the possibility and what I can learn from the situation, as opposed to when I was younger. You know, you run from one experience to the other and you never really take anything away from it. But as I got older, even if I did a job that I didn't like, I sit back and go, I know there's a lesson in this for me. I know I'm supposed to meet somebody, or there's some kind of a lesson. Let me take a look at this. And I just wait for it. I wait for it, and sure enough, it happens. It's either, like I said, a person or an experience or a lesson. And then I sit down and I really contemplate what that lesson meant in the scheme of my life and what I'm supposed to do with the information. So that's how, you know, the past 10 years have been. Basically, I get it now. I know what I'm supposed to do, and, you know, what lessons I'm supposed to learn. And sometimes I make up my own mind and decide I'm going to go in a certain direction. The universe steps in and goes, no, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to meet this person. You're supposed to be here. I never thought in a million years I would ever do a podcast. It wasn't anything on my radar, but I was channeled this information, and I didn't even argue. I just said, okay. And every single thing within 4 days fell into place. So I don't know if you consider that a miracle or just a lesson, but it was pretty cool. And I really enjoy it a lot. I've met a lot of amazing people through this process. And I understand a little bit better what my place here is and what I'm supposed to be doing. And I willingly take that on. I don't argue, like I said. I just, okay, if this is what you want me to do, this is what I'm going to do. And that can be like that for all of you. You know, like, we run around, we work hard, we play hard, we have all kinds of bills, and you know, we have to plan vacations, and it's just so hectic, and really, at the end of the day, you can't take any of that with you, but you can take experiences with you. You can take your soul experiences with you, but you can't take a new car or money or anything like that with you. And we can do a better job at how we teach our children these lessons. we can do a much better job. I see the generation that's coming up is very different than, you know, my generation, certainly. Is it all good? Not necessarily. I think we've made things too easy for them. And, you know, technology is certainly a gift and a problem at the same time. I think that we've taken away the self-reliance for these kids, mostly, and kind of made them soft. So we need to toughen them up a little bit. And we need to, you know, it's our job as parents to help them appreciate what they have and what their potential is without giving it to them. Let them work, you know. So we really need to look at this, at the job that we're doing with the next generation and what can we do better? We can do a lot better. Absolutely. I think the entitlement part of it needs to be addressed. Honestly, we didn't have that luxury back in the 60s and 70s. There was no entitlement for children. We worked really hard. We had paper routes. We worked in jewelry factories, especially around here in New England. We have a lot of jewelry factories. I know I did. I worked from the time I was 13 in a jewelry factory, and I delivered papers, and I had chores to do. I had responsibilities. I wasn't given a car. I had to go out and earn the money for the car. But, you know, as much as I probably resented a lot of that back then, where I didn't know any better, I'm not sure which, it just gave me a great work ethic for most of my life. And I think doing this work, like I said, it's not for the faint of heart, and you really need to put a lot of effort into it and a lot of care and faith. Faith is so important to have, because without that, we won't be able to do any of this work. We can't help awaken mankind without the faith that it's going to happen. And I truly, truly believe that. So when I'm looking at all of this and I look at what's happened in the past 60 years, it's overwhelming. It's truly overwhelming. What we've accomplished as the human race is amazing. Even the technological advancements are amazing, but they're also a hindrance. So we just need to, you know, as we go forward, realize what's important and focus on that. Just definitely focus on that. We don't need to be the best in the world as the United States, or, you know, we don't need to do any of that stuff. We don't need to do anything. But what we should be doing is focusing on our soul, you know, our soul and our faith and our will to help other people without anything in it for ourselves. There's some joy in it for us, obviously, but monetarily and things like that, nobody does this work to get rich. That's for sure. If that's what I wanted, I would have definitely picked a different profession, no matter what my gift was. So I am grateful for it. I am thankful for it. But it's definitely shifting, like I said, and moving in a different direction and bringing new people in. And it's an interesting, eclectic crowd of people, which I am so super grateful to be around and to know. You know, and that's all part of it. Don't discount the messenger just because it might not look like your typical do-gooder or anything like that. You know, take a look inside of yourself and just really look at why this person is in your life. And it will show itself eventually, you know, maybe sooner, hopefully sooner than later. But once it does, you know, the lessons that we get out of it are so amazing. And they may not be there so that you can help them, but they may be there so they can help you. Or they can help a member of your family. That's why I said, don't discount the messenger. And part of that is again, you know, trusting that the universe is putting things in your path that will only benefit you at the end. Okay, it might not seem it at the moment, but there's always something good that comes out of it. And you know, if you're a pessimist at heart, you know, even if you are a pessimist, take a look at that one thing, that one positive, and focus on that as opposed to the 10 negatives. But just that one positive will really change your point of view, and it can change the outcome as well. Find out what your gift is. Figure it out and use it for the good of mankind. Let's get this vibration as high as possible. We need to do good in the world. We need to do better in light of everything that's happening now. If we can raise the vibration, even 3 levels, it might change the course of what is happening right now in the course of mankind. I mean, I can't say for sure. Nobody can know for sure. I know what I feel. I know what I've seen. I know the messages that I get. I know to listen. And I know that eventually I'll have an understanding of what those messages are and what to do with them and how to help people. And we all can do that. We can all do better. So I want you all kind of dig down deep into your soul. Take a look at what you can do better, how you can make the people around you feel better, how you can love yourself more, how you can appreciate the gifts that you bring to the world, and how to change the things that aren't good, or let them go at the least. Just let them go so that you can move on to help others and have confidence in that ability. Because I know the universe doesn't give us gifts without somewhere along the line giving us the confidence enough to believe in them. And that's really important. Don't let anybody steal your thunder. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Because if there's somebody around you that's trying to steal your thunder or take your gifts or take your confidence about your gifts away, maybe you should really look at that relationship, and that person doesn't belong in your life. And sometimes you don't even need to do anything. They're just taken out of your life, right? Or they move on, whatever the situation may be. But the universe usually takes care of you. At least I know it's taking care of me. But people ask me all the time about that. And they're like, well, you're not rich. And I'm like, well, I don't ask for money. That's not what I want. I just want peace and happiness and, you know, I want my kids to be happy and healthy. I don't want anything to cast doubts in my mind. And as soon as that doubt comes in, I push it right back out again. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. Nope, not today. And I feel like that's part of it is trying to keep a positive attitude and keeping the fear out, keeping the fear away. Because once you let that fear creep in, God knows what else can creep in. So I try to look at fear as like a material possession that I don't want. I'm not buying it. I'm not allowing it in. I don't want it anywhere near me. And the fears that I do have, I try to overcome. I'm trying to work on them as a human being and get rid of them. Will they ever all go away? Probably not. I pray every day that my fear of heights goes away. That's the worst one that I like. And that and the dentist. So I don't know if that will ever happen, but we have the capacity in our brains as human beings to not allow fear in or to not be afraid of it. I know it's part of human emotion, but it doesn't mean we need to allow it. So is anger, but we don't need to allow that in either. Focus on the positive. Focus on the good in the world. Try to raise your vibration, you know, meditate every day, even if it's only for 10 minutes. You know, there's a book called Think Like a Monk. It was written by a man named Jay Shetty, who consequently was a monk for three years. And he just has an amazing outlook. It's so positive. I love listening to him. I don't ever walk away from his podcast or anything that he talks about with a sad feeling, you know, like I just want to cry. I don't feel like that. If I want to cry, it's a joyful cry. But he's very insightful and inspiring. So if you need something to lift you up, I certainly suggest, you know, his book, because it's good. And his podcast is called On Purpose. He's on iHeartRadio and Spotify and a bunch of other stations, but very, very inspiring. And he has, you know, a lot of guests on his show as well that are super inspiring. You know, he had Kobe Bryant on there way in the beginning, and I didn't know what to expect from that. But, you know, I learned amazing things about him. And one of the things is that he wrote all these inspirational children's books. And I would have never known that had I not listened to that podcast and really like listened and learned about this man who we all see as a super basketball player. And this was all, I think this was like right before he passed away. So now he's just doing his work on the other side. So it's really not, not that he passed away, but that he continued in a different place, doing still to probably doing the same work and being inspirational to other people, just on a different level. So that's what I said. Don't ever discount the messenger, because you just don't know where the next lesson is coming from, or the person that you may be able to help, or the person that may be able to help you out of a bad spot. So just try to keep those positive thoughts flowing, because right now we really need them. And if we can all collectively do that at the same time, we're sure going to raise the vibration of this earth high enough that the negative energies will have to just go away and we can drive them out. And I look forward to that day. I definitely look forward to that day. So what are you going to do to change the world? What are you going to do to help raise the vibration? What can you do to be of service to mankind? These are just some of the things I want you to think about and really take a look and take stock of your life and figure out what's really important. Is it your family? Is it money? Is it material possessions? Is it spirituality? Is it religion? Is it love? Or is it a combination of all of those? We need to look at that. We really need to do some soul searching and figure out how together we are going to move mankind forward. That is the most important thing, because without the collective consciousness of all of us, this will never happen. And we will probably witness the extinction of mankind, of the human race. And it's our own fault. It will be our own fault, because we have every ounce of intestinal fortitude to fight off evil and bring about the good and practice that every single day and teach our children to be strong, loving, caring, of service individuals. They're coming in very smart, very ready, so much more than we were at that age. And they're coming in to help us evolve, help us move up into the fifth dimension, help us to bring positive energy to the earth. Because it's not just the human race that needs to heal, the earth needs to heal. As human beings, we've done a lot of damage to the earth. We've just take and take and take and take without giving back. We can replenish the forests, sure. But what we take from the core of the earth, we can't really replace it. It won't be replaced for millions of years, and we don't even know if the earth is going to be here then. So by taking care of the earth and taking care of ourselves and only replacing what we take, we may still have time to save it. And we may still have time to save our souls and save the human race from destruction. And I don't want this to be all about doom and gloom, but I believe that we are, like I said before, on the edge. And we're the only ones that can pull us back. You know, so take some time every day to meditate and just really go in, within. Just to see what you can do to make changes within yourself, within your surroundings, with the earth, within the human race, and around the world. Because it has to start somewhere. So if we all start within ourselves, the only place to go is outward. And push that energy way out into the earth and the sky and the universe. Push it out. Push it out with positivity and love and faith and hope. Let's spread that message. Spread it far and wide to every human being every animal, every cell of your own being. Push it out and believe, because without that, we have nothing. We have nothing to look forward to. We have no legacy to leave our children. But the universe is giving us plenty of opportunity to make amends. So again, take some time this week to really look inside and figure out what you can do to be the change. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Be the positive change you wish to see in the world. Like I said, we all have that capability. We just have to find it. Because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I can't remember who said that, but I believe that wholeheartedly. And if there's anything that any of us can do to help each other, we should definitely reach out. So just remember, take that 10 seconds before you react to a negative situation and react out of love instead of anger. Or react out of love instead of fear. Because our jobs as human beings is to push that fear away and raise the vibration of the earth, raise the vibration of our consciousness, where we are all one and we exist in love, just like they do on the other side. So remember that, okay? Just take some time this week for yourself and go within. Be still and listen within that stillness to what the universe is telling you. So I hope everybody keeps the faith. And again, if you want to reach out, my phone number is 401-533-1864. My email address is pampatalano, PATALANO @gmail.com. So I really appreciate you all joining me tonight, and I hope you continue to listen. I have more inspiring guests coming on in the next few weeks, so just be patient while I try to get all this together and have them line them up to do the interviews, and I hope you all enjoy them as much as I am intending to. So please, and if you have any suggestions for guests that you would like to hear on this show, please reach out to me. I would be happy to speak with them, speak with you. If you have any questions, just give me a shout out. I will see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on Awaken Soul Stories.
You've been listening to Awakened Soul Stories on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network with host Pam Padalano, airing every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Thank you for tuning in, and our hope is that we've awakened a fire in your soul and inspired you to tell your story and to make a difference. Call 401-533-1864 or email Pam at thetreeoflife222@gmail.com for more information on being a guest. Check out our archived episodes and like us on Facebook and Instagram at Awakened Soul Stories. We look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you on this spiritual journey.